USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment inquiry against President Trump continues, Republican Congressman from Texas, John Ratcliffe, says wording that's being used by Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has changed.
Washington Times asked Americans what would be the most damning accusation. It didn't come back quid pro quo. It didn't come back extortion. It came back bribery. So this case is all about bribery. If Democrats accuse the president of a high crime or impeachable offense, he at least ought to know which one it is. And when Speaker Pelosi says this is all about bribery, she's promised us evidence of bribery that would be compelling and overwhelming, and instead, it's invisible.
The two correction officers on duty when convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide are facing charges for falsifying prison records. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms, and it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable, but the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer, or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
The long-awaited Inspector General's report examining Russia collusion and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it will be released in December. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The Inspector General's report to be released before the end of this year. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says Michael Horowitz will testify December 11th before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The detailed report should shed light on the Russia collusion investigation and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it.
The Senate is urging President Trump and the administration to support the protesters of Hong Kong. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I would encourage this president, who has seen Chinese behavior for what it is, with a clarity that others have lacked, not to shy away from speaking out on Hong Kong himself. The world should hear from him directly that the United States stands with these brave men and women.
The Kentucky Republican on the Senate floor today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wants some answers as to why ABC News refused to air an interview with one of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged victims. The Republican from California sent a letter to ABC News and tells Fox News what he's hoping to gain from sending that letter.
What I need to know is something a little different. I want to know about ABC. I want to know when I found out that Amy Robach, when she talked about that she had this story for 3 years, that outside influence may have stopped that story. So I have questions for ABC. Because remember what we're talking about. We're talking about human trafficking, modern-day slavery with young men and women. And we had Epstein, a very powerful man, who had already pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from a minor and served time, where he was so powerful that ABC may have stopped the story 3 years prior. How many minors would we have helped prior? I mean, think about it. When Congress used to do things, when we were in the majority, I was a majority leader, we passed in a bipartisan manner items that would stop human trafficking. We closed Backpage, the website where this would actually transfer some of the most individuals traded through, a Craigslist element. These are things that we would actually fight for.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1863 when President Lincoln delivers a Gettysburg Address in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, during the Civil War. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.